Moving on now, another large demonstration in Bahrain. This time, thousands of anti-regime protesters have taken to the streets of the village of Jenusan, west of the capital Manama. The protesters condemned the regime's human rights violations and demanded the immediate release of all political prisoners. They also expressed support for jailed human rights activist Abdul Hadi Khawaja, who is on a hunger strike. Meanwhile, UN officials are calling for the release of his daughter, Maryam Khawaja, who was arrested at Bahrain International Airport a few days ago. The office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has expressed serious concern over the ongoing violations of the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly in Bahrain. The office of the UNHCR also criticized the Al-Khalifa regime for targeting human rights activists. Let's talk about this more and go to London and talk to Rodney Shakespeare with the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor Shakespeare, for how long can the Bahraini monarchy continue with its heavy-handed tactics?
Well, it can continue for just as long as the West backs it. I wish to say of the regime, but it's peculiarly vicious. You mentioned Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaji, a Democrat on hunger strike, who is also seriously ill. And when his daughter Maryam goes to visit him because he's ill, she gets arrested. But there's something much more serious than the torture and the killing of hundreds of people in Bahrain. And it is this, that the killer Khalifa regime is hand in glove with the instigators of the Takfiri and the Islamic State. The Khalifas are hand in glove with the Saudis, and it is the Saudis who are the finance and the vicious ideologues of the Takfiri. And so are the killer Khalifa. And we have to tell the world that we need to sanction Bahrain, we need to sanction Saudi Arabia, we need to overthrow them. They are scumbags. And so is my own government, which created the Takfiri as well. But the part of the killer Khalifis has to be brought out in the public. And we demand that the Bahrain regime be overthrown by the British government, which has no sense of its long-term interests and is supporting these vicious tyrants.
And Professor, why is it that the West differentiates between the demands of the people of Bahrain and other Arab countries? What's behind such double standards?
Because the West supports the Takfiris, it's created them, it has financed them, it has armed them, and the Takfiris are essentially, I regret to say, an extreme form of Sunni Islam, and the killer Khalifas and the Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia are extreme Sunni Islam, and therefore they are out. They think that Shia, which is most of their population, are subhuman. And that is the problem. My country is supporting people who are killers. My country is anti-democratic, is supporting people who treat the Shia of the Middle East as not as second-rate citizens, but as subhuman, who can be tortured and killed in the case of Bahrain, and of course have their throats slit elsewhere. This is what it's about. It's the failure of any democratic and moral sense in the United Kingdom, and the support for the Takfiri regimes in Saudi Arabia and in Bahrain.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Professor Rodney Shakespeare from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.